When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the Biz Talk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, and the highly caffeinated host of your show, raising my pumpkin spice mug to all of you in salute. Dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new, previously unthought of heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all, down to zero. Zero debt. How good would that feel? Let's get you there. If your finances are still a bit, what's the word? Bruised. Yeah, that's a good G-rated word. Bruised from several years of financial 1-2 punches. As we sit here enjoying, I'm happy to say, an on the upswing economy, you're in the right place, folks, and you are not alone. Not by a long shot. Everybody out there, you're looking around, oh, they're in great financial shape. Oh, they must feel great. No, we're all in the same boat, guys. You are not alone. Thanks for hanging out. A huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates and all of our listeners coast to coast. And special shout out to Kathy Tarver and Mitchell Meeks, super fans listening in from our Super Talk Mississippi stations as we head towards 90 stations. Holy smokes, 90 stations coast to coast as we sit here in our flagship station here in Philadelphia, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, Tony says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you're not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us. Because, say it with me, that's just the type of team player I am. Okay, so looking out the studio window, we got trees all over the place looking gorgeous. It's fall. At home, I'm surrounded by just ankle-deep candy wrappers from Halloween, not to mention the ankle-deep candy wrappers of all the day-after Halloween 50% off candy that I, of course, had to indulge in for frugality's sake. But yeah, it's definitely, looking at all the signs, we're coming up on Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is just one of the coolest holidays out there. I don't care how many whack jobs are out there trying to politicize Thanksgiving and trying to say this or do that. Oh, stuff a sock in it. Stuff a sweet potato up your nose and just get a grip. Thanksgiving is a fantastic holiday. I don't care how radically nut job you are. You've got something to be thankful for, and that's the day that you give thanks for it. So there you go. Personally, I'm very thankful to live in the greatest nation on earth, but I'm just a little old-fashioned and trendy that way. Yeah, Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. I'm talking to Tony. Do you have anything Thanksgiving? You go anywhere? You do. Oh, aunts and uncles. Aunts and uncles put on the best. Oh, they're wonderful at that. We're doing Thanksgiving at our house for a number of reasons. Number one, we're pretty centrally located between my sisters and their husbands and families, and my folks are only about an hour away, and my mother-in-law is only about an hour or so away, maybe a little more. So we are kind of centrally located. It works pretty well. Also, I kind of like staying home for Thanksgiving. I know that this kind of creates a little extra work, but in some ways not so much, because my husband, if my husband were to drive us anywhere for Thanksgiving, driving anywhere during Thanksgiving, my husband is not a huge fan of traffic in any way, shape, or form. My husband is one of the best men on earth. Everyone has their kryptonite, and my husband's kryptonite, well, he's got a couple things of kryptonite. His kryptonite is kid vomit. If he's anywhere around kid vomit, he will go Clark Kent rather than Superman on you. It's not his best environment. Second runner-up, traffic. If you put my husband in traffic, he will bust out you know, another superhero type, like the Incredible Hulk, just the green tinge to the skin, the uncontrollable rage, the, you know, completely busting out of his environment and wreaking havoc. Yeah, that's my husband in traffic. He's usually very mild-mannered, not so much in traffic. And since, you know, Thanksgiving is, you know, traffic personified, we're hanging out at home. So many, many reasons why we're hanging out at home. So we're hosting this year. Tony is not. I'm hosting this year. And whenever I mention that, people are like, oh, the cost must be ridiculous. Oh, it's insane. No. Thanksgiving, I am hearing from people, and it's driving me a little nuts. I'm hearing from people who spend, on average, for a table of about, you know, 10 people around their table, they're spending over $500 for Thanksgiving dinner. And this isn't for, you know, strippers at Thanksgiving. I'm not trying, you know, any sort of outline cost that, you know, I don't know anything about strippers, don't add up or anything. No, forget I said anything about strippers. Forget it. Back on topic. But when it comes to costs that you're not thinking about for Thanksgiving, you can rein this in big time with a couple of very simple steps. I'm not sure how anybody can justify a $500 Thanksgiving, short of my tacky comment from before. It just doesn't need to cost that much. And here today, we're talking about how to put one on where you've got all the best yummy foods. You are skimping on nothing. You are going to have the best turkey, the best side dishes, the best desserts, the best salads. If you have any freaks at your Thanksgiving table that have far more self-control than I do, because I'm telling you right now, I've been low-carbing it for about the past 6 months. You guys know this. I've been regaling you with tales. Thanksgiving, I'm doing a swan dive. Swan dive, baby. Like one of those big back bend. You do a couple of flips. You do a couple of somersaults before you land in the pool of food. That's going to be me. I'm doing a swan dive into every single food I stinking want to eat on Thanksgiving. No holds barred. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to try to keep it off YouTube, but I promise nothing. So today we're talking about ways to not overspend on Thanksgiving and still have this phenomenal, fantastic, I got to unbutton the top button of my jeans. I'm so stuffed with all this good food Thanksgiving. You get the point. Here we go. And when I put the word out about this, got the usual handfuls of phenomenal, fantastic, wonderful advice. Here we go. Here's one of the big things, and I'm not kidding on this. I want you all to do this. For anybody who's having people over to your house, what's the first thing they ask? Tony doesn't know. Tony never has anyone to his house. That's fine. That's your life. That's your decision. Here's the way the other people do it, Tony. When you invite people over to your home for Thanksgiving, the first thing they ask is, what can I bring? And the first thing that every host or hostess says, oh, nothing, bring yourself, have fun, do whatever. Well, of course they're going to bring something because they're good people and they want to show their appreciation for being invited over for Thanksgiving. Put them to work. Don't make them guess at it where they bring some bottle of wine that nobody likes or anything else. Put them to work. If they want to bring, say, it's pretty much a given. Don't make them bring a turkey, for God's sake. That is begging for disaster. If you are hosting Thanksgiving, you are on the hook for the turkey. Here's the best way to get yourself a turkey for a lot less. People around here in Chester County, PA, huge fans of going to these local farms where these unbelievable, like apparently these turkeys were raised with nothing but TLC and no stress and the best food. And, you know, by the time they're done describing the lifestyle of these turkeys, you want to live like one of these turkeys. Really? No stress and all these great, good for you food and tons of sleep? I mean, it sounds, sign me up for the turkey treatment. But in all seriousness, these turkeys are supposed to be really amazing and delicious and tender and yeah. I've had a couple of them. They're darn good. However, if your budget does not allow for the, you know, tender, pamper, spa living turkey, that's perfectly fine too. You go to your big nearby huge supermarket and go there the week before Thanksgiving and get your hands on one of the turkeys that they have there. If they have any kind of a waiting list, sign up for it. You're going to be finding yourself you're surrounded by turkeys right about now. It's the second week in November-ish, and we're sitting here surrounded by turkeys here, there, and everywhere. This is the sweet time. You're going to find kind of overpriced, but not so much. People are going to be in a frenzy to find a turkey if they don't sign up for one or try to get their hands on one. Yeah, there's always the ones that go racing around like, you know, turkeys with their heads cut off before the day before Thanksgiving. Go to your local supermarket. Sign up. Get on one of your sign-up lists for a turkey. This is often a great way to get a great price on it. When you pre-sign for one of these, even prepay for one of these, a lot of times they have deals. That's the first thing. Secondly, you can have, this is the next thing that I kind of like people doing. When we're talking about the huge turkeys, sometimes they cost a bit more per pound because it just costs more to make that big of a turkey. I'm hearing from a lot of people And this is brilliant when they're having a few people around their table and you've got a lot of people that like the turkey drumsticks. They get two small turkeys. These two small turkeys are available right now anywhere, and oftentimes the price per pound is significantly less than the big fat Norman Rockwell turkeys out there. I loved this idea because I've got menfolk around my table between brothers-in-law and my husband and my dad. They all love the drumsticks. Well, you get yourself two turkeys instead, two smaller ones. Not only are they going to bake up a lot more easily in your oven than some big, huge turkey, but you also have four drumsticks where before you only had two, so there's less ruckus around the table. It's brilliant. So, first tip, get yourself two small turkeys rather than one big, huge, humongo, oh dear God, is it done yet? Why is it crispy on this end and raw on this end? Get a couple small turkeys instead. They cost less per pound. They cook more easily. You got double the drumsticks. You got a lot less panic in the kitchen. You got to love it. You got to love it. I love that idea. That is brilliant stuff. And for the love of God. Now, here's the next thing. I got about 30 seconds. Here's 30 seconds. Do not make your stuffing inside the turkey. My dad, when we were growing up, and dad's coming out here for Thanksgiving. I hope he's not disappointed, because when I was growing up, he'd make these amazing turkeys on the Weber grill. Oh my God, they're so good. And he would put the stuffing inside the bird. Mom would. And it always came out flawlessly. Now, I'm too much of a spaz to do that. I have to have my stuffing on the side. Don't stuff the turkey, and it will cook all that much more evenly and quickly. Save yourself a lot of panic. I tried when I was first married to do a turkey with the stuffing inside. I thought an ambulance was going to take me to Bellevue. I was that much of a total spaz. Difficult to envision, I realize. Okay, guys, hang out. Send me your best Thanksgiving stuff as well. I can tell already we're going to do a two-parter for this. And hang out for a minute. When we get back, more fantastic sanity, money, time-saving Thanksgiving efforts right after this.
Cheap and small. Not too steep, but best of all.
Hey guys, Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092,
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways to put on a fabulous, delicious, amazing Thanksgiving without going out of your mind or going broke. Now, during the break, Tony was connecting with his mom on text, talking about, apparently he remembers some dish that she made. And what was the dish? Sweet potatoes. That's it? That's the whole thing? Candied sweet potatoes, yes, with the marshmallows, oh my God, yes. That should be federal law, that everybody who celebrates Thanksgiving within the 50 states should have that on the table. That is so dang good. I have never had a Thanksgiving without a dish like that. You know what Victor does? Victor does this thing. I don't even make the sweet potatoes. Victor does this one. He makes the turkey, unbelievably, and he does this thing with the sweet potatoes. I don't know if he found this recipe somewhere or if he made it himself. You slice down the sweet potatoes, which, by the way, is one of the top 10. We're going to go over this later. Top 10 side dishes and top 10 desserts coming up here, too. Here's how Victor makes his sweet potatoes. I'm literally drooling. Tony sees me. He's mocking me. I'm literally drooling thinking about this. Can you hear me drooling? You slice down the sweet potatoes, maybe like a half inch thick. You know, they're not going to fall apart, but they're good, you know, good thick slices. You lay them out on a cookie sheet. You put little pieces of butter. He puts little pieces of butter on each one. I'm sure you could just drizzle some melted butter on it. And he puts, I'm literally drooling right now, and he puts a spoonful of brown sugar, just a little one. Don't go crazy and glom it on because they're sweet potatoes already. Puts a little thing of brown sugar on each one of them, and he bakes them in the oven for like an hour. The way my house smells when they are in the oven, holy God, it's so good. And here's the best part. Not only is it tradition, so we love it, it's easy to do, especially when my husband's doing it, but he makes it look very easy, and it's very inexpensive, and people rave over it. You don't need to go nuts. All right, I'm not going to get off on a total tangent here. I've had my wonderful, fabulous moment of satisfaction just even thinking about these sweet potatoes, but that's what I'm talking about. Don't let all of the various, oh, who knows what, you know, the magazine covers and the shows get you into this weird, crazy sense that Thanksgiving has to go nutty, that you got to lose sleep over it. Oh, everything's got to be perfectly decorated. What a bunch of crap. I love decorating my house for Thanksgiving, but I do not go crazy. The table is set. It's all good. You put out the china. I know people who put out beautiful paper plates and everybody has a fantastic time. You know, I'm in my 40s right now. Maybe when I was in my 20s, brand new, fresh married, I got a little more crazy about this. Now I realize it's all about having the people you love around the table, having just a 24-hour pass on whatever carbs you want to have. Knock yourself out. There's no judgment here. And just having thanks for all of the good stuff going on. There's so many crappy freaking headlines out there. Forget about it. It's Thanksgiving. We're going to enjoy each other's company, laugh our butts off, have tons of carbs, and just be thankful for living in the greatest country on earth. Just the way that Miles Standish and John, what was the, all kinds of, who were the pilgrims? Blank stare from Tony. Thank you. Way to think on your feet. Miles Standish I can think of. I can't think of the other pilgrims. There's a million of them. I did so well in second grade memorizing a lot of these pilgrims. Miles Standish, John, of course there were Johns. I mean, there's John everything. Maybe a James somewhere in there. I forget. Anyway, Plymouth Rock, all the good guys, thank you for what you did. We will look up your name. We will look up your names very shortly. Time to celebrate Thanksgiving. Before the break, we talked about instead of one big stuffed turkey that would drive you insane, you're going to be afraid of poisoning everybody. Is it done yet? Why is it charred on this end? You do two small turkeys. Beautiful. Next up, delegate. Delegate with abandon. People are coming to your house. So I don't care how much of a slacker, you know, slacker moocher you are. If you're going to someone's house for Thanksgiving, you're going to have this twinge of, I got to bring something and it's got to be good. Here's the best part, though. If you're in charge of bringing like the really good breads or a really good side dish, maybe mashed potatoes or something really good, go out and buy it if you want to. I'm giving you permission. Go to the stores where the prices on this stuff have gone down unbelievably. Take the stress off. Forget about it. Buy a big, huge, fat container of it. Bring it with you ready-made. I give you permission. Here's the flip side on that, though. Have faith in yourself that you can make some of this stuff on your own, too. Make the mashed potatoes at home. Bring them in a big pot along with you and microwave them. Bring the biscuits. Bring some dessert. If you want to buy a dessert, go out and have some fun. Buy a dessert. They have all kinds of great sales on them out there. But have the faith in yourself to make a little something, too. You know what I make? I usually have four desserts at Thanksgiving because see my earlier notes on carbs do not count. I've got one low-carb dessert for when I'm feeling a little more, you know, in control of my food emotions. And then we also have a pumpkin-related dessert, usually a cheesecake or something. And then we've got cupcakes for the kids, usually a nice ice cream, that kind of thing. Keep it simple. Do not get swept away in all of the Thanksgiving cooking shows where everything has to be, you know, drizzled with a handmade caramel or something like that. Those shows are fun to watch. I love watching those. Do not feel like you have to emulate it in your life. Forget it. Go out and buy something good, or better yet, have faith in yourself to make something good. Here is one of the top tips that I'm getting from people, coast to coast, all demographics, all everything about the biggest way to cut down on costs for Thanksgiving: do without the alcohol. I was surprised at this one. We don't do a lot of alcohol in my house. We are normally loud and rowdy and crazy fast-talking as it is. We do not require alcohol to, you know, enhance our natural fabulousness. But I'm hearing from people who were spending hundreds of bucks, I can't believe this, hundreds of bucks on alcohol just for Thanksgiving. By the time Thanksgiving was done, that alcohol was gone. They weren't buying hundreds of dollars worth of alcohol, having a small sip at Thanksgiving and saving the rest perhaps for, you know, the rest of the winter or Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever. No, people were spending hundreds of bucks just for Thanksgiving. That blew me away. Yeah, if you can, do without the alcohol. There's so much food on Thanksgiving. How can you fit any alcohol in there? I can't. It would be physically impossible and a waste of my stomach space to put alcohol in there instead of, say, more pumpkin cheesecake. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Here we go. Next up, decorating with what you already have. Yeah, a lot of people out there, you're going a little cray on me thinking you got to decorate like crazy town. Don't do it. Set your table real nice. Set your table beautifully. Make people go into your room. Oh, the table looks beautiful. And again, do it with beautiful paper plates if you want to. I am a china hound. I adore my china. I have no opportunities to use my china except at Easter and Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I go a little cray. I love my china. If you don't like china or have any china or just don't feel like doing china, you want to throw out that plate when you're done, I realize it doesn't sound frugal. But more than money, I'm trying to save you a little bit of stress, a little bit of, you know, a little cray. I'm trying to save you some Thanksgiving cray. Save yourself the cray. Go with some inexpensive, still nice decorated paper plates if you want to. But again, have faith in yourself that you can put out the nice plates and you can get it done and keep your eye on the prize, just hanging out with your family and friends. I love that. And for the love of God, do not feel like you got to decorate for Thanksgiving. No, that's not the way it works. Make your table nice. Other than that, I'm lucky just to get the floor vacuumed by the time my family comes out. So I'm kind of in awe of people who do this. What do we got? Minute before the break, here we go. Oh, okay, this one just came to me. I'm laughing because I'm not going this way. It says here, one of the best ways to save money is making your menu from scratch. I used to do this, so I shouldn't cackle like a hyena at this suggestion because it will save some money. However, in the 20 plus years since I got married, these sort of items that we used to make from scratch, you know, the mashed potatoes or the sweet potatoes or the stuffing or the vegetables, you will now find these in your grocery stores, oftentimes ready-made for a fraction of what we used to spend in years past. Shop a little bit. Again, if you are one of the guests to my home and you're in charge of a side dish, we would love it if you make it from scratch. If you don't, guess what? No one's going to care. Guys, hang on for a second. We get back after the break. More on saving on Thanksgiving right after this.
Cheap is small, and not too steep.
Biz Talk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit Biz TV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. Biz TV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of Biz Talk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways to put on a beautiful, fabulous, carbohydrate-laden, marvelous, delicious Thanksgiving without going out of your mind or out of your wallet or out of, you know, sanity and time and stress. Forget about it. This year, we're going to be thankful for everybody, you know, everything, every person, everyone around us, and we're not going to go ape crackers over Thanksgiving. I'm just as guilty. I've done it myself. When I was first married and we put, you know, Thanksgiving on for just a couple of people, I thought I was going to lose my mind. I really did. I did it to myself. It was all self-inflicted. Now, 22 years into a fantastic, amazing marriage, my husband is just incredible. My kids are fantastic. Healthy parents, healthy everybody. What the sweet hell am I going to get stressed about? Forget about it. They'll all be around my table. We're going to have tons of good food, and that's what it's all about. And I know you guys feel the same way. What is it about Thanksgiving? You know, all these big words come out of my mouth. Don't stress. And then the instant I know these people are heading towards my house, I start stressing. I'm just as guilty. Let's not do that this year. All right? We've had some great tips, you know, over the last couple of segments here talking about this. We're moving on here. And I've got handfuls of stuff sent to me, and I just love it. This is all so good. Here we go. More tips for an inexpensive Thanksgiving meal that is delish. Good stuff. Saying here, go traditional. Traditional Turkey Day foods are pretty cheap. That's a fact. That's a fact. No steaks, no hams, usually poultry, usually a big turkey. And we talked before the break on how to get those inexpensively. And it says here, spruce up a discount turkey. You've got fantastic, you know, names out there, turkey names, you know, between Butterball, organic ones, you know, wild ones, whatever. And honestly, if you get yourself a discount turkey, you slather it with butter and some nice spices, you put it in the oven, you're going to be in good shape. It's good stuff. Here people are saying another way to save money, enjoy a meatless Thanksgiving. You know what? I could, but I would probably not survive the day if I tried to do a Thanksgiving and there was no turkey on the table. Guess who's going to be? It's going to be like Gilligan's Island. Remember that? When they were all hungry and every time they looked at someone, they looked like a T-bone steak or something like that. They would look at me and say, oh, gee, Chris looks just like a turkey. Let's just devour her. Got to have a turkey at the Hagopian table. But if you guys are going in a direction where you could go without the turkey, you're right, because turkey is literally like 40% of the cost of the meal, people say. I think that's the average. That number sticks out in my head for that being the cost of the turkey. So, hey, if you found a way to get rid of the turkey, power to you. Oh, my God. Good stuff. All right. Another option, let's say, oh, taking inventory before you shop. You know what? I used to think that that was kind of bogus advice, but now I look at my overstuffed cabinets and I realize it's completely right. I already have boxes of stuffing in my cupboard. I already have cans of sweet potatoes, although Victor's going to use the fresh sweet potatoes. But in case that ever imploded or whatever, I realize now I've got cans of them in there. I have bags of potatoes already in my house, and I've got the Whack'em biscuits already in my refrigerator. The crescent roll things, they're already in there. Literally, the top five items that you want at your Thanksgiving dinner are already in my refrigerator, which is fantastic. So there you go. Good points. Next up, think about, oh yeah, let's do this. Because I want to talk about these. We're talking about shopping for the side dishes and stuff too. Let's talk about the biggest, highest ranked side dishes for Thanksgiving. You guys tell me if this is, you know, in par with what you guys generally do. This is based on Google. From, they're ranked from low to high in the number of searches for this, okay? Here we go. Low, sweet potato casserole. Yeah, because everybody has their own recipe. You don't really need to look one up. We already have one here at Casa Hagopian. We know what's going on. Green bean casserole. You know what? Now that I'm in my 40s, the green bean casserole that we all mocked as children, man, that is good stuff. with the crunchy little onions on top, those fried onions that don't even taste like onions. I mean, they do, but in the best of ways, and the cream of mushroom soup and the green beans. Oh my God, that's so good. You know what else that is? If I suddenly get an attack of self-control at Thanksgiving, that is also very low carb. If I just go, say, with huge amounts of turkey, which is my, you know, which is my operating manner there, and a whole bunch of green bean casserole, that's a pretty low carb Thanksgiving right there. Of course, I won't. But in the days after, when I get back to my low carb normal self, I will be happy to indulge in some of that green bean casserole with abandon and with no guilt. Next up, Brussels sprouts. I'm not really a Brussels-y, sprouty kind of gal, although I've connected with people who are. And I find that the most popular Brussels sprouts households are the ones where bacon is the first ingredient in the Brussels sprouts, and maybe Brussels sprouts are third or fourth ingredient. Okay, if you throw a lot of bacon on top of it, I'm game. Okay, next up, cranberry sauce. Yeah, you know what else? Victor makes this great cranberry sauce. He does it with the bags of cranberries. I've always only enjoyed like the jarred, the canned stuff. It comes out with the little stripes on it from the can, and I love that stuff too. Victor makes this cranberry sauce, and it is to die for. It's so good. It is a little scary how much sugar goes into this batch of, I mean, literally like an entire bag of sugar and two bags of cranberries go in there. So it's really kind of terrifying, the sugar content, but man, is that good. Next up, the rolls. Yes, the rolls are important. You cannot do without the roll. You got to have rolls. Because again, I can't be the only person out there who has been low carbing for the better part of, oh, I don't know, the decade. And now we've got Thanksgiving coming up and you see those rolls, you know, God bless America. And thank God for it and pass the rolls. It's all good. Next up, stuffing. Doy. Yeah, you got to have stuffing. You got to have stuffing. I'm hard pressed to think of anybody who doesn't like stuffing. And here's one of the best things about stuffing. Inexpensive, easy to do stuffing. If you go and indulge in, say, this multi-step, 2 zillion-ingredient, incredibly time-intensive recipe of stuffing, chances are some people are going to rave over about it and just love it. It'll be fantastic. And a lot of people aren't going to be crazy about it. However, and I know this from experience because I, too, have spent, you know, half the morning making this handcrafted, you know, chestnut and dried bread crumbs and, you know, stirring this and doing that. When I make stovetop stuffing, shameless product placement right there. They owe me nothing. They do not advertise on the show. If I do, and I learned this from my mom, if you do one box of regular stovetop and one box of a wild rice stuffing, okay, so you got the stovetop, which is the breadcrumb, the bread cube stuffing, and then you add that to a box of the wild rice stuffing, and each one of them takes like, what, 5 minutes to make? You mix them together. People will lose their minds over your stuffing. I'm talking about stuffing that maybe cost $3 to make a huge trough of stuffing, and people will rave over it. It will take 5 minutes to make. I'm not joking. Again, so I'm saying this again for the cheap seats. Do this if you got stuffing at your table. Maybe you got some special people at your table. Maybe new in-laws. Maybe you got the family members where you're trying to impress them. You know, whatever. Here's how you make your stuffing: one box of the stovetop bread cube stuffing. Mix that with one box of the wild rice stuffing. People will lose their minds. They will ask for it next year. Oh, if it's not too much trouble, could you pretty please make that amazing stuffing again? I've never tried anything like it. They will freak out. And you will say, oh, you know, I'd be happy to. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. But because I love you all, and it's about Thanksgiving, isn't it? It's about the food. I will do that stuffing for you from now on. And you got them right where you want them. Brilliant stuff. I love this. All right. Mashed potatoes. Yes. Mashed potatoes, very important. Here's the best part, though. I got to share this with you. I have made mashed potatoes from scratch, and they come out freaking phenomenally great. Okay? I have in the past as well tried instant potato dishes. Do not roll your eyes at me, you out there. Instant potato dishes where you add some cream cheese and maybe a little Parmesan and maybe a couple little spices to make it your own, and people freak out. It's so easy to make. There's no lumps. There's no peeling potatoes. There's no boiling potatoes. There's no mashing potatoes. There's no losing the sensation in the lower part of your arm because you're about to lose your mind if these potatoes aren't creamy enough. No, you do it with instant potatoes. Super inexpensive. Brilliant. Fantastic. People will love them. And always remember, every single dish at your Thanksgiving dinner goes very well with butter. If you find that your potatoes aren't going exactly where you want them to, you put another pat of butter on there, and guess what? Martha Stewart's going to be clapping. Oh, the delicious potatoes. It's so good. That's what I'm talking about. So now we have easy stuffing, easy rolls, easy sweet potatoes, easy mashed potatoes, easy biscuits. Do with the cranberry sauce we talked about. If you don't have a cranberry sauce minion on staff, like I do with my husband, who just puts out unbelievable energy making cranberry sauce, get the jarred sauce. Oh, and for the love of God, how much? We got a minute before the break. Gravy. Yes, gravy is important at Thanksgiving. Gravy is its own food group at Thanksgiving. Gravy can be bought in the jar at Thanksgiving. I have seen marriages almost end over the making of the Thanksgiving gravy. Save your household that carnage. Go out and buy gravy. And I don't care if you throw away the cans. I don't care if you hide all the evidence that you bought it. Fake it, man. Fake it completely. Put it in a pan on the stove. Oh, I've been slaving all day over the gravy. Do not make your own gravy. Don't do it. Listen to the sound of my voice. Do you hear the seriousness in it? Don't make your own gravy. I'm telling you right now, you have better things to do with your time. We live in a day and an age where you've got delicious, amazing gravies out there waiting for you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, this is so good. The rolls, mashed potatoes, stuffing, macaroni and cheese, also a big side dish as well. Now, I wouldn't go Kraft for, unless you've got kids in the house where you know that for all of your slaving, the Kraft macaroni and cheese is going to be the only thing they eat. We all have kids like that. My kids are getting older. They now like the more Thanksgiving-y stuff. Do what you got to do. If you're going to have happier kids for it and you can have more conversation with the grown-ups around the table, boom, you're all set. Guys, after the break, top 10 desserts. You all stay tuned. Hey guys, Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy anyway. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways to take down the price, the stress, the time-intensive craziness that is one of our favorite holidays, that is Thanksgiving. You know I love a good deal. You guys know I love to save money. But there's a balance to be had here. There really is, and I'm telling you right now, strike that balance and you'll be spending far less than you ever thought possible. Here's the biggest thing, and we're going to touch on desserts right now because I'm literally, truly, I cannot wait for Thanksgiving, man. I've been dieting like a crazy person, and it's working pretty good, but I'm taking Thanksgiving off, baby, so bring on the desserts. In all seriousness, we're living in some crazy times. We are living in some magnificent, amazing, crazy times, and you're living through them too. We all got our list of things that kind of keep us up at night once in a while. We got a big, fat, honking list, however, of things that we're grateful for, and it's time to just turn down the damn volume on the TV and just relax a little bit with the people that we love, with the pets that we love, the neighbors that we love, the coworkers that always make us laugh on the craziest days. We got a lot to be thankful for. And we're going to hang out and we're going to relax. We're going to have a fantastic meal. We're going to put the dang phones away and turn off the computers and the machines. And for God's sake, turn off the TV. Enough of that freaking news. And just relax. You guys enjoy it. You deserve it. You deserve to be hanging around a table with the people you love. Just giving thanks. You don't have to multitask. Check your emails at the same time. It's about you and the people you love and some great food. Now, on to the desserts. And I talked a lot before the break about how you can bring pre-made things. You can buy ready-made stuff. But don't be afraid to ask your guests to really shine when it comes to what they're bringing. Because they're going to want to shine. They're going to want to really impress you. They're going to want to show their thanks for you as a friend and as a host or a hostess. So you might want to, you know, sick them onto some certain recipes that you know that they're killer at. Like the really good recipes out there that you know the aunt's really good at or the uncle's really good at. Make this happen. Oh, my God. Top 10 all-time Thanksgiving Day desserts. Holy God, in no particular order. Reese's Peanut Butter No Bake Pie. I'm looking at pictures of all of these. These are sent in from people all over the country. people listening from L.A. and Salt Lake City and here in Philadelphia and down in Florida and our Super Talk Mississippi crowd, they're sending stuff. We've got Atlanta's WCFO. Holy God. You want to get some amazing desserts in front of you? You send out the call to some of these amazing Atlanta bakers. Bakers coast to coast. I'm talking to bakers in Oregon. I'm talking to moms and dads who just put on the Ritz when it comes to doing this stuff. So we got Reese's Peanut Butter No Bake Pie. Looks amazing. All right. The best ever pecan pie bars. These came in from Atlanta. Pecan pie bars. I'm looking at them. The caramel. It got little bits of something. I don't know if that's marshmallow. Oh my God, I'm so glad people aren't sending these to me because I would be completely toast when it came to my diet. But I'm going to let loose on Thanksgiving. There could be a police force presence near my home. I'm going to go that cray on the desserts come Thanksgiving. But thank you for not sending these because they look so good. I would break my diet long before then. It's this best ever pecan pie bars. It's like this caramelized pecan pie, and it's on this shortbread kind of crust. Holy God. All right, next up. These just keep getting better and better. I'm literally pausing because I have to swallow because I'm literally drooling. Reese's Peanut Butter Fudge Brownies. People are sending me this because these are the huge desserts that they have year after year. This is their specialty. People listening in, I love you guys. You're fantastic stuff. To the people sending me these things, go for it. You know who you are. Strawberry Shortcake Tiramisu. That's so yummy. We don't get a lot of, I can get strawberries here in the Philadelphia area if I want to, but the prices are skyrocketing. So this must be in a part of the country where strawberries are a little more plentiful. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. So you got tiramisu, strawberry shortcake, mixed together to strawberry shortcake tiramisu. Holy mackerel. Now, I'm taking a quick break here to just interject with my own desserts. Here's what we do. I mentioned this before. We got a pumpkin pie. We've got an apple pie. We always have some kind of cupcake ice cream type thing for the kids. And then I make a low-carb cherry cheesecake type thing. Here's how I do it. You grind up walnuts in your food processor. You add a little bit of butter, a little bit of artificial sweetener. You press it into the bottom of a cheesecake pan, and you bake it for only about maybe 10 minutes at around 350, just to kind of harden it up a little bit, make a nice crust, okay? Then for the filling, I whip cream cheese in one bowl. You whip it up nice and fluffy, add a little bit of heavy cream to it, and then you do the heavy cream as its own whipping in its own bowl, get it nice and fluffy, and then you fold the cream cheese and the whipped cream together, okay? It's not that hard. It just takes a couple of minutes. You lay that on top of your cooled crust, and then on top of that, I put a pie. It's wonderful. It's canned. It's fantastic. Sugar-free. I know it's artificially sweetened. A lot of people aren't into that, but I find it to be a godsend when I'm making my low-carb desserts, and I do this sugar-free cherry pie filling on top of it, and people lose their minds. It's so good, and there's hardly any carbs to it, so if you're actually being good, unlike me, on Thanksgiving, that's the kind of dessert that you like. Next up, going straight back to the delicious, sugary, if I find out that the meteor's headed towards Earth, this is what I'm stuffing my face with, Harvest Pumpkin Spice Cake with Cheesecake Frosting. Oh, my God. It's the best of all the fall flavors, isn't it? You've got cheesecake and pumpkin and spice. Oh, my God, that looks good. Here's another one. This is another one. People are sending me this. Lemon bars. They are a Thanksgiving staple in a lot of households. Lemon bars. I tried making them once. I couldn't do it. It smelled nice. It tasted pretty decent, but it wouldn't gel up for me. I screwed them up. So anybody out there making lemon bars for Thanksgiving, I tip my hat to you because they are delish. All right. Oh, the pictures, my God. Double chocolate and caramel turtle trifle. Okay, that in itself, the title is enough to be thankful for. Gotta love it. Moving on. Cherry chocolate chip ice box. There we go. Cherry chocolate chip ice box cheesecake. A lot of people do these ice box cake recipes. They're really catching on, or maybe I'm just paying attention to them for the first time. That sounds so good, especially when we're going up in like 70 degrees here in November. Sometimes those ice cream recipes are really going to hit the spot. Next up, oh, this one might be the best one. If you're going to have an extra dessert, you've got your apple pie, your pumpkin pie, a little something for the kids if they're not into pie, and one really sophisticated dessert. Any of these fit the mark, but this one sounds really good. It's a fantastic carrot cake with hand-shaped, I don't see myself doing this because I'm just too lazy. I can feel it on my bones already. But they hand-carved off these, you know, carrots from the garden, and they put it into this carrot cake with toasted pecans and a cream cheese icing. Need I say more? That's what I'm talking about. And we're going to do more Thanksgiving stuff, I think, at next week's show. I love you guys. You know what I'm most thankful for? Healthy family, healthy friends, you know, roof over my head, and you guys. Send me your stuff. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.